Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. Chris Motown. On the other side of the glass. Yeah, a little Motown. That's right.
Diana.
Well,
maybe this is post-Motown. Not enough. Oh.
Yeah, this is
sampling of
taking
Diana Ross.
A sample. Yeah, this is Mace and Puff.
Mace and Puff.
Is Mace and Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Okay, so it was Puff Daddy.
Yeah, but this is Mace.
Is it Sean Combs? Is that also Puff Daddy?
It's the same guy.
Puff
Daddy.
Now, who's Biggie?
Why can no one come up with their own
Notorious B.I.G.
melody anymore? Why is everything a ripoff?
This song came out in 1994.
No, but, the background came out in 1966.
In the 80s.
So what, you can't pay homage to the songs of yesteryear?
It's called unoriginality. That's why Hollywood has to do remakes of movies.
Puff Daddy's unoriginal.
No, I'm not talking about just singling out him. There are so many songs like this where they take a melody from the 70s or 80s and incorporate it
and
into,
make it better.
No, they don't make it better.
Okay, so what's wrong
with make it better. How come be original?
They take the
come
melody.
Come up with something else.
They're paying homage. It's a great beat. It's a great whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Utilize it, man.
Too much of the same stuff over and over again. There's no originality anymore. And a lot of music. There's
what's
no originality
the,
anymore in a lot of movies.
What's the rule of thumb of sampling versus stealing and getting sued for it?
Well, you got to contact.
Is it like a 15-second
snippet? They have to contact Diana Ross
and
say. And
it's actually her label. Yeah, they have to contact her label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get permission to use it, and they can only use it for a set number of seconds.
Right.
And I don't know what that is. I've heard it's 3. But I don't believe that.
Well, that was way more.
Well,
than
no, yeah, it's a lot.
I know.
That.
That's why I don't believe it's 3.
Interesting.
Pineapple Pizza says melodies are getting stolen since Led Zeppelin used to do it.
All right.
I didn't know Led Zeppelin was accused of ripping off lyrics.
I'll tell you what's a ripoff.
Taylor Swift.
Stupid college football playoff rankings. That was Georgia at number 6 after a loss to unranked South
Here
Carolina at home. What a stupid
audience.
Outrage. Here we go.
Let's can't be serious. Are you really making this up?
Why would you think I'm not being serious? I've been talking about this and losses mean things ever since you've known me. I don't make stuff up
what
on the radio.
The wins against, what about the wins against the number 6
one
and number 17?
One quality win against Florida.
No, one number 6 and one number 7. That outdoes
Notre Dame's a quality win.
It is at the time they played them.
Notre Dame's not a quality win.
They were a brand that
was highly ranked mistakenly at the beginning
of the
season.
You're a brand that's highly ranked mistakenly.
What?
You're a brand that's highly ranked mistakenly. Texas was too, but I'm not going to fault LSU
Texas
for that.
Texas is always you can stone cold lock every year. Michigan, Texas, and Notre Dame will always be ranked higher than they should be earlier in the season. My whole life.
But that's not their problem. They can only go by what they're ranked
when
they play.
That when you're using this information to rank teams.
That factors into the committee. That's why, in their opinion, their wins over Florida and Notre Dame can even out the bad loss at home to South Carolina, which is why Oklahoma is where they are, and they have a bigger argument. But that's super Oklahoma with their loss to Kansas State.
Georgia should be where Oklahoma is.
No. Wrong.
Bottom of the top 10.
Not even close.
Absolutely.
Who's
close.
Oklahoma beaten? If Georgia played Oklahoma.
I'm going to go eyeball test. If Ohio State's number one, having not played anybody because of eyeball test, I've watched every Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Ohio State played Wisconsin. Or because they lost a game, or are they a sham as well?
Wisconsin lost to Illinois and Lovie Smith, for God's sakes. How good are they? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they stink.
I really need to do these
they
rankings
stick.
Myself.
How many shutouts did they have? 5? 4?
5 of their first 6 games. Or no, 3 of their first 5 games were shutouts.
And it's really...
Compilers defensively.
No, granted, they weren't the best competition they were going up against.
Playing weak teams.
But still, like, they came down to USF and won 49 spit. We got to have a little respect for
USF,
that.
They're going to fire Charlie Strong this year. That team's horrible. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Da-da-da. This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
Can't believe we're going to do this again.
Of course we are. It's a 5 o'clock hour.
We did it. College football playoff top 25 is out. They nailed it. Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Penn State round out your top 4.
Clemson left out at number 5. Georgia is properly positioned as the highest-ranked one-loss team. They come in at number 6. The Eagles have signed Jordan Matthews for a third time in his career. FGCU lost last night to St. Louis 89-67.
Since the committee refuses to recognize losses, and bad losses at that, then you know what? This weekend, I'm going to save myself 4 hours. I'm not even going to watch the LSU-Alabama game because everybody seems to think they all can afford a loss and still be in the top 4. Okay. It's an exhibition game at best this weekend. I'll just wait to the rematch in January because apparently losses don't mean anything.
You make it sound like South Carolina won by 30. It came down to the kicker missing a field goal. Two of them.
Georgia should have won by 30.
And North Carolina should have not have been won.
Georgia should have won by
30. And Clemson should have won by 32. But they didn't. It happens sometimes in the conference game. It happens that way. A 20-17 loss at home because your kicker missed a couple of field goals is not a horrible thing.
Yes, it is.
That's why if they win out, they will be in the college football playoff. And you'll be eating massive amounts of crow.
I'll eat no crow.
You will.
Georgia's ceiling should still be 5. This is ridiculous. Why watch games anymore? Again, LSU and Alabama means no. What? Tell me why I should watch this game this weekend.
Don't watch it. Don't watch.
Is this so? I don't want you to watch. One team could be ranked 1 and one team could be ranked 4.
That's what it is.
And then goofy ideas like you want 8 teams in the playoffs, which would really diminish this weekend's game.
I want 16 teams in the playoffs.
You want them all in. You want a 64 team football playoff.
I would. So when Clemson wins this week and somebody from LSU, Alabama loses, Clemson probably has a good chance of they will absolutely be the 3 or 2.
If LSU loses, are we sure that Clemson's going to jump them?
Depends.
I think LSU's still in the top 4.
I don't think so either.
There's no reason to play this game this weekend. There's no reason for me to watch it. Nothing's going to change.
I don't want you to watch it anymore.
Craig, we all know you're going to watch the game because you're a degenerate. That's why you're going to watch the game.
Oh, I'm not laying any action on that game.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm not touching
You're
that.
Telling me LSU plus 6 doesn't scream great bet?
Dangling carrot.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll be in our pigskin picks.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You just don't understand.
You know what the thing that bothers me the most? You know what bothers me the most? That twice a day you've said
Georgia being ranked number 6.
No, he's actually asked me if I actually believe that. Of course I do. This is consistent with everything I've ever said. Everything I've ever believed in.
But all you want to say is Notre Dame's out of quality. You have to judge the teams by when they play them and what they were ranked, which is what the committee does.
Notre Dame was misranked. I'm sorry. They were garbage against Michigan, and you ranked on Michigan
State was
all
misranked,
year.
Too. They should have been in the top 10 to start the season. They almost got there.
Ridiculous.
And then they get, you know,
that's
Lord.
Ridiculous.
It's not sorry, ridiculous. You're so lucky they let it. If they didn't lose that game, they were 14th or 13th when they lost that game. Can you imagine what would they be now if they didn't lose that game?
But they did! Losses mean things! I'm sorry!
They do mean things.
That's
which is
the
why
world I come from.
So do wins. Quality wins mean more. This is not Ohio State going to Purdue or Iowa and getting blown out. This is Georgia at home losing a tough one because their field goal kicker missed a couple of kicks. And they didn't play
Rodrigo
particularly
Blankenship.
Yeah, who's lights out usually.
Need some new glasses. Apparently can't see the uprights.
God, I hope it's Georgia LSU in the final.
It's a worst loss at Ohio State at Purdue and Iowa, for God's sake. You lost at home. Georgia,
it's not a,
in between the hedges,
don't mean that.
Lost
you do
to
not
an
mean
unranked
that.
South
you,
Carolina team.
You do
team.
Not mean that. Well, it's not even remotely close.
I can make the argument.
It's not even remotely. No, you can't make the
argument. I just did.
To whom?
There was no way that Georgia should have lost that game. No way.
That is way more acceptable than Ohio State going to lose by 30.
If they played 100 times, Georgia would win that game 99 times.
Great, and so would Ohio State the last couple years over Purdue and Ohio State.
Possibly. Possibly.
Oh, God.
Stupidity says, sorry, Craig, if Georgia wins out, they'll be in the playoff.
But they're not, don't doubt about it.
But they're not going to because they're not good enough. I've seen them play.
You keep saying that.
They lose. They're not running the table on that schedule.
What loss do they have that is so, besides a field goal loss? So if they won that game, and they'd be 8-0 right now, what would you be saying? Because they lost by a missed field goal.
I'd say put them in
overtime.
I'd say put them in.
Double
overtime.
They
got the job done. Wins mean something.
Okay, who's out then? Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I put them ahead of Clemson.
Clemson's not in it now.
I would put. What, they're fifth? They're fifth.
That doesn't. Who's out in the top 4?
I put Georgia at 5th.
But I'm talking about if Georgia's 8-0, where are they right now in the Craig Sheeman poll?
Flip a coin, fourth or fifth. It's either them or Penn State. Then I would not have a problem with where they are right now.
You'd have a major problem.
But I have no problem with it.
You'd have a major
if
problem.
If Georgia was 8-0 and they won that game, I'd have no problem with it. But that was a
I'd love to hear a reason why that was a horrible loss.
I'd
like to hear it wasn't a horrible loss.
It was, Pete.
It wasn't.
Unranked at home should not happen to Georgia.
Oh my God.
If you want to be a national champion. You don't lose that game.
There are other teams that have lost a game much worse than that and have won national champions.
Same thing about Oklahoma losing to Kansas State. That was a horrible loss. I'm sorry. But at least that was on the road. Georgia in between the hedges should never lose to unranked teams. It's ridiculous.
Because of a missed field goal in overtime.
Yeah, but they missed it. They missed it. They lost.
Okay, and if Clemson
just like losses mean things, field goals mean things.
Clemson should have lost to North Carolina too. They won by a point. Where, if they had lost that game, where would they be? Out of your top 12?
They'd be a lot lower than they are now. Hell yes.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the reason they're not in the top five right now.
But Craig, you're missing the point of this.
I miss no point.
No, hold on. You guys have talked for like 10 minutes.
It's a talk show.
I know that, but I haven't been able to get my thing in because this has been gold over here.
And I'm just saying where it is. So you don't need to get your thing in anything.
Letting you guys do your thing over there. But the playoff selection, the committee's job is to not find the four most deserving teams. Their task is to find the four best teams. That's what their task is.
And they got it right so far.
Bad loss, they can look at a bad loss and still say, this is still a better team than Team B.
Oregon and Utah would mop up Georgia right now.
Stop it. No, they would not. You're so full of it.
Georgia would win both games. They'd win both on a neutral field.
Have you seen Utah play? When they play a legitimate defense, their quarterback can't run. They got a real problem scoring points.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Well, at least I know this. Georgia will get their comeuppance. There's no way they're running the table on their schedule. Because they're not good enough. They're not good enough.
They're going to be home against Missouri. They're going to lose at Auburn?
Likely. What else they got?
Home against Texas A&M, and then they clobber Georgia Tech.
Yeah, the one that Georgia Tech's the only stone cold win on that schedule. And then the SEC championship.
They're
going to
run the table,
right?
Craig. Let me break it to you. They're going to run the table. Auburn's going to put
so
up a
hell
of a
fight.
So
right now you're saying Georgia is the SEC champion.
I said they have a chance. They will play.
No. A minute ago, you said, I guarantee you, they will run the schedule. That
no,
means
I didn't.
They're the SEC champion.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Chris,
did he
just say that?
I said, I guarantee you, if they run the table, they will be in the college football playoff. I didn't guarantee that they would. You are sitting there from 3 weeks ago saying, no way, no matter what they do. And I keep telling you, along with the rest of the country, that they will be in it.
This is crazy. Pineapple Pizza just texted in a picture of a 100-year-old newspaper with some college football scores in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ohio State beat Case 56-0.
Is that with a K or C?
C. Ohio University and Cincinnati tied 6-6.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Thanks for the text.
How does he have a 100-year-old newspaper sitting
around? Sadly, his grandma just passed away.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Condolences.
My bad. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, talk about bringing the room down.
Well,
anyway.
I thought it was pretty cool. There's just a lot of loud noises going on that side of the glass, and I thought we could take it down a little bit.
I would love to hear from somebody else. 239-337
ESPN.
Yeah,
to tell you you're nuts if you don't think so.
I'll take it on. I'll take you all on.
So if George,
I'm gonna draw my line in the sand.
So you're sitting. You're still gonna go with if Georgia wins out, they will not be in the college football playoff. You still going to go with that?
They're not winning out.
That's all we do is entertain hypotheticals.
The great Tim Brando even called it a disgrace that they're number six, quote unquote.
No, please.
He did.
I know.
Look at his Twitter account.
He's wrong.
11 minutes after it came out,
and
he said
wrong.
This is a disgrace by the committee that they're number six.
No, they're number six because they beat two top seven teams in the country, which nobody else has done. That's why.
I think recruiting starts to come into this as well. And you see the level that these teams recruit at, and maybe that's the reason why Minnesota is all the way down at number 17. They don't think that they have the guys that project to the next level.
Yeah. Minnesota and Baylor are getting screwed Well, no, they're not. I take that back. They haven't played anybody.
They haven't.
But they're going to try and keep them down like they did UCF so they can make room for all these SEC teams because they want a couple of them in.
Man, it'll be – if Minnesota ever pulls that upset, and I don't think they're going to, but if they ever do against Penn State, more chaos theory. And you have, you know, whatever happens, Clemson's going to blow out NC State. And they'll move up. Dabo will use this whole thing as motivation that they're not number one, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we get a lot of calls.
All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. As we listen to the voice of reason. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Brian wants to start us off talking about FSU, then we'll get to the college football playoff. Brian, what's up?
What's up, Brian?
I had to call you guys just to break it up.
All right, so what's on your mind today, man?
FSU vacancy. I mean, I understand he had a short leash and really didn't do too well over there. Who's in the running for that? I thought maybe both Stoop brothers would be looking at that vacancy.
Mark is.
I think Mark is.
Mark is one of them. The guy from Memphis is in the mix.
Fleck?
And no, Fleck signed a 7-year extension with the Minnesota yesterday.
Okay, he has a 10 the last couple of days.
But there is a $10 million buyout. Only 65% of that contract is guaranteed. I mean, if something nuts happened, we've seen stranger things happen.
I'm gonna put a sleeper pick in there, Jim Leavitt. They brought him back this year. He knows the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Did quite well to get South Florida on the map back in the day, and he's a consultant there, and now he's gonna be coaching on the sidelines these last couple of games. I put him as if they can't find the Bob Stoops that they want out there. Jim Leavitt is out there.
Yep.
How about, and right now Kentucky's probably, with Mark's, Kentucky's probably a better job than FSU. How about Bob's son?
Terry?
Terry?
Tommy?
Or Tommy or Terry? There are two.
Terry. Right. One was at Auburn, one was at Clemson.
Yeah, Tommy was at Clemson and hasn't coached since, and
Terry
just got fired at the
MAC conference.
No.
At Akron, yeah.
You don't need to go back to that.
Yeah,
well.
It's not happening.
No.
I'd rather bring Bobby out as a figurehead.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brian.
But David Colburn said today that they're hoping to have a new coach by the end of the month.
All right.
If it's my money, I would put it on Brohm or Campbell. Brohm from Baylor or Campbell from Iowa State.
Okay.
Those are the two. And I'm with Pete on this. Dino Babur, Syracuse is having a down year, but I still think he's a really good coach.
But his stock is dropping right now.
He's got to get out of Syracuse. There's no doubt about it.
He should have struck while the iron was hot a year and a half ago.
Yep. Yes, he should have.
My man Otis on with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up, Otis?
Otis.
Hey, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Very good.
Fantastic. Better than Craig.
Listen, I was going to give you guys a break today, but you guys are ranting and raving for like, I don't know how many minutes, so I figured I'd give a call in.
Good.
And talk about a little bit about the rankings. I don't have too much of a problem. I really don't care for Minnesota being so low. This means if you're 8-0, it doesn't mean much. But the top five, take it, you know, you can pick your poison, Alabama, Clemson on the outside. A lot of that stuff will work. It'll work its way out. I mean, I do think Georgia's better than that tall Michigan guy in there who happens to be screaming every few minutes.
Craig.
In fact, they're better than he's giving credit for, you know. But, you know, I will ask you guys this one thing, though. Can we never, you know, hear the tickle stick, the tickle foul, the tickle anything when we're talking about athletic directors? Because I happened to be at the light when that came up, and I had people on either side of me looking at me like I was nuts. And I was like, what the hell? Tickle this? I must have been moving around a lot.
Yes. That's Chris's fault, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, I could just see the AD from Florida State with a grin on his face taking out a tickle stick with some tickle thing on it. Right before the fire, Tiger.
Yeah. All right, Otis, my man. Thank you. For those that don't know, I talked about ADs having a tickler file, Rolodex, whatever.
That's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
It is what you said.
You turned it into a tickle stick.
Yeah.
I heard tickle stick.
All right. Let's go to John. John Yarwa with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey there. Thanks for taking the call. You're going to hear it here first. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when Minnesota runs the table, beating Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State? Do they have a name to go?
It'll never happen. It'll never happen.
If it did happen, and then what? Win the Big Ten championship too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got to put them in under that scenario.
They will be in the college football playoff.
Yeah, but why? Are you a Minnesota fan?
Oh hell no, I'm a Badgers fan. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't think Minnesota has to worry about making plans for a bowl playoff game.
But, you know, Penn State at Iowa, at Northwestern, and then home to Wisconsin.
They control their own destiny.
Yeah, sure they do.
You can say that. That's nice.
I tell you, they win all of those games.
Hold on. See, this is the problem I have, right? We talk about sports and how anything can happen, and there's no such thing as a sure thing and all this stuff, right?
Teams make runs.
Surprising teams. The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team wasn't expected to win that game against the Russians, against the Soviets.
Win! They weren't expected to medal!
But guess what? They did it. They shocked the world, Craig. So, yeah, you can say, I don't think Minnesota's going to run the table, but the fact is, they control their own destiny, and if they win out, they're going to be in the college football playoff.
Without a doubt. Not only that, they'll have one of the toughest schedules.
Hold on. That might be the one seed.
Can I make it interesting?
What?
You want to do a sticky sandwich, Ben? Minnesota's in the college football
that's
playoff?
That's not what I said.
Okay.
I didn't say that they were going to be.
I said they're not going to run the table.
I said that they control their own destiny. So instead of stepping on every Minnesota Golden Gophers dreams right now and smushing it with your toes.
Wait for Penn State to do that.
Why don't you lift them up? Why don't you elevate them and say, you know what? P.J. Fleck, man, he's got that program turned around. Row the boat, all that good stuff. Bucky Badger or whatever
it's too bad LSU and Alabama are this week as well because game day would have been in Minnesota.
You're a killer of dreams.
I'm a realist. Sad. I see the world as it is, not as we hope it will be.
That's a Costanza line.
Skyline, you're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hi, Skyline.
Hey, Pete, want to talk about chaos theory.
Yeah, bring it.
So what do you do if you got undefeated SEC, undefeated Big Ten, undefeated, who knows, maybe a Big 12 in Baylor? Do you still put in Clemson?
Are they undefeated in your scenario as well?
If Clemson's undefeated, they're getting
in. Yeah, Clemson undefeated, but then you got a Baylor somehow who squeaks out undefeated.
Yeah, if Baylor ran the table and...
Under that scenario, Baylor's getting screwed.
Yeah. If Baylor ran the table and then won the tournament and... It would certainly add to the chaos, but that could be a case, and I probably would happen. An undefeated Baylor team, even that wins that conference, you can make a case that they would not get in. You can make that case.
Absolutely.
And then people like Pete will scream for an 8 and 12 and 16.
Well, no, but not just me. Others will because you won a Power 5 conference tournament and didn't get into the playoff.
All right.
Undefeated, by the way.
Let's go to...
Let me clarify. I'm not saying Minnesota's going to win out. I'm saying...
Sounds like
that
you are.
If they win out, they control their destiny. That's all I said. At the beginning of every college football season, everybody in a Power 5 conference controls their own destiny. Doesn't mean that they're going to do it, but they control their own destiny.
And here's who they have beaten. If they do this, they would have beaten number 4 Penn State, number 18 Iowa, and number 13 Wisconsin, and then have beaten probably
Ohio State,
yeah. A 1 or a 2.
Or Penn State for a second time.
Or Penn State for a second time. So, yes, that would be hard to leave them out.
They won't be left out.
They wouldn't be.
It won't happen.
I don't think it will happen, but you can't speak in absolutes.
Yes. In this case, I think I can. Minnesota will not win.
You've turned me into a Minnesota fan, and I don't like that.
Kelly, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Kelly!
Oh, come on, your radio Kelly. On, Kelly.
No, I don't hear a radio. Kelly?
See if we can find them.
Chicken Salad says, Craig, just because Michigan is horrible, it doesn't mean you have to crush everybody else's dreams.
Exactly.
Hey, forget about Michigan. I'm leaving them in the dust. Indiana is the team that's going to be the team to beat. They still got a date against the Wolverines.
Michigan's lucky they didn't play Minnesota this year.
Let's try Buckeye Timmy.
What's up,
Buckeye Timmy?
Timmy!
What's up,
guys?
Good job, man.
Indiana. I love it. Craig, I love you, man, but no.
When did you say Indiana?
Was... I just know. They're beating Michigan in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they almost beat Ohio State. They only lost by 41.
It was close. Then the game started.
Eyeball test.
Hey, and Craig, I'm telling you, I have to admit, if Minnesota runs the table, they're going to make it. But there is no chance in hell they're going to run the table.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You and I see eye to eye on that.
They're not going to beat Penn State. No, they're sure as hell not going to beat the Buckeyes.
They haven't played anybody yet. This is a fake undefeated.
No. And I also agree at home. Mm. Minnesota wins out, though, they got to be there.
Bingo.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
If we want a dream pie in the sky, I'll meet you on that one.
It's much more probable or a very percentage of better. Georgia wins out and Minnesota wins out. And Georgia plays Minnesota for the national championship. And there will be – I won't even cook the crow. It's going to be raw and you're going to have like –
And nobody will be watching.
The what?
And nobody will be watching.
Oh, we'll be watching.
Yeah,
you'll be why. Hey, people have been craving.
Who wants to see that national championship game? But no, but seriously, but Craig, I do agree with you.
Yes.
If Georgia wins out, they will be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means you're not agreeing with him.
Yeah, that means you disagree.
You're agreeing
with
Pete and Chris, and Craig is on the island.
Like Minnesota's not going to win it out. Georgia's not winning out.
You think that Georgia's going to beat LSU or Alabama in a championship game?
Nope, not going to happen.
In the SEC championship game?
Nope.
I certainly think it's possible. It's not. It's not impossible. They're a really good team.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Since when does everybody know everything that's going
to
happen?
This is so ridiculous.
Craig,
how do you know what Alabama's defense is all about at all? You don't know?
I really wish you would have told me the Friday before Illinois beat Wisconsin. I wish you would have told me that was going to happen. That way I could have profited off of that game. But instead you kept it to yourself, and you probably put a lot of Skittles on Illinois on the money line, right?
I have a marker now.
I have a marker.
Big time.
So full of it.
Let's see. Somebody else is trying to rain on my parade. Craig, did I see that the Hoosiers starting quarterback is out for the year? Yes.
Oh, don't worry. Craig's got that covered as well. He likes the backup more.
Yeah, of course.
I've already talked to him about that before the game or the show started.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr. is out. Peyton Ramsey was the starter before. Ramsey's a better pocket passer anyway. We'll be fine.
There. All right. Go to break.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, something that I haven't gotten to yet.
We're going
to
move on from Georgia from the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We moved on 3 weeks ago when they lost to South Carolina. That we already moved on, Chris.
Because a one-loss team has never gotten in this thing, huh? A one-loss team has never gotten in the college football playoffs.
Has a one-loss team ever lost to a non-ranked team at home and gotten into the playoffs?
I don't know that off the top of my head. The answer's no.
What do you mean? You're like raining over there.
Hold on. Time out. You're wrong. The first year, Oregon, ranked, went into Arizona,
lost
to an unranked Wildcats team. And what happened? They went on to play in the national championship.
Excuse me. I believe Clemson went into Syracuse and lost. And what happened?
No.
Yes.
No.
Did they win a championship?
One for me.
I told you. I don't want to talk about this anymore. When we come back, I want to switch gears. I've been meaning to talk about this for 4 hours. I'm really PO'd at the NBA. More load management tonight for Kawhi on a nationally televised game against Giannis, and it's absolutely asinine.
And this I agree with you on, and also there's...
Can't wait to hear this hot take.
Well, no. What's interesting is Woj got a quote from somebody in the league office, which we'll get to, which is...
All right.
I'm with Craig on
Craig's
this one.
Craig's probably a fan of load management.
You're a load, all right. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Tonight in the NBA, a big game, if there is a big game in November. But the Clippers are taking on the Bucks. You think Kawhi, NBA MVP from the finals, going against the MVP of the season, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and guess who's not playing?
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard sitting out, load management.
Knee.
This is the eighth game of the season. This is the second game he sat out. Both have been on national TV. Tonight's game is nationally televised. He sat out. The Clippers lost to Utah last Wednesday, which was also nationally televised. And I'm calling BS on this. It's fake. I mean, yeah, I know he's coming back from a knee injury 2 years ago.
It's fake. It's bad for the fans. It's bad for the league.
This isn't March when you're worn down and tired. We're just starting the season, and I don't like it, and it's a bad look for the product.
Well, here's what the NBA had to say, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. NBA spokesman Mike Bass on Kawhi Leonard. Quote, Kawhi is not a healthy player under the league's resting policy, and as such is listed as managing a knee injury in the LA Clippers injury report. The league office is in consultation with the NBA's director of sports medicine. Hang on, let me finish it. Is comfortable with the team's medical staff determination that Leonard is not sufficiently healthy to play in back-to-back games at this time. Now, as you said, Leonard's missing his second straight back-to-back game tonight versus the Bucks, which happened to be also a national TV game set back last week against the Jazz on national TV. Clippers have worked closely with NBA, sharing required medical information on Leonard's knee. Decisions on sitting games are made well in advance as part of Leonard's load management schedule. It is possible Leonard will play in back-to-back games for Clippers this season, but that isn't in the plans for the near future.
He didn't look hurt to me. He's scoring like 27 points a game. He looks fine. It's just, it's horrible.
But the NBA is going along with this for now. It's a bad look.
But I don't know how you fix it, because a player can always, at the end of the day, claim, well, I'm hurt. And you have no proof to go against that if you're the league. You're like, well, yeah, prove it to me. Well, my knee is sore. I can't play. And it's his word versus theirs. I don't see any solution to this. They try to come up with a solution by spreading out the season and not having as many back-to-backs.
That, and that's why, and I agree, which is why he should be playing. Here we go. How many times? Guys played all 82 games, unless you were seriously, seriously hurt.
Up until
the last day.
Unless a bone was broken.
You're 25 games out. You're playing.
I know.
That's all gone now.
Back in the old-timey days.
Not even old-timey. Not too long ago.
Airplane seat guy texting in, add load management to the hate list for Craig.
It's fair.
I'm going to consider that.
Yeah.
And Boo Boo Peas has texted in. Of course Craig is a fan of load management. That's why he only drinks one Coors Light per occasion.
Well done. We will get to see Kawhi tomorrow night.
Against who?
The Trailblazers.
Is it nationally televised?
Yeah.
It is?
So TNT, Celtics first tomorrow night.
Yeah, 10:30 on TNT.
New car smell says, I just told my boss I'm taking tomorrow off for load management. I'd like to try that at work.
And tomorrow, Miami at Phoenix tomorrow.
It's easy, man. I mean,
Miami at Phoenix tomorrow, Chris.
Stop watching if you don't like it.
Yeah.
The problem is there's still enough people watching where the TV contracts aren't being affected, which means the player's pocket isn't being affected. And until that happens, I don't know really what you want anyone to do.
The ratings will be lower tonight because he's not playing.
Well, I'm watching because I have a few Skittles on it. They're 6-point underdogs at home, the Clippers, and I still like them tonight, at least to cover. At least to cover.
He is ducking Giannis.
That's the other thing. Mm. We want to see the marquee matchup.
Yeah,
that's
so
the MVP of the finals versus the MVP of the regular season.
So let's get a whole Twitter thing going right now and start going at Kawhi and say you're ducking. You know,
it's like
I'll call you a turducken.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to go up against the best player in the NBA.
Well, that's what it looks like. And it's happened 2 weeks in a row now. Or when he shot against Utah. But also without being there and being with the Clippers, and is this Doc's decision going, no, you're not going to do that. We're saving you for the playoffs. We're going to do this all year long, and I don't care who likes it and who doesn't like it.
Yeah, because
is it his decision, or is it Kawhi saying, I don't want to play?
I think it's a three-way thing between Doc, Kawhi, and the medical staff.
He played 60 games last year.
Yeah.
Kawhi did. He sat 22 games. He was sitting one out of every four games.
Yeah.
But you know what he got? He got a ring. It paid off.
Yep.
No
question.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. But when we talk about basketball players, we don't give a rat's ass what happens in November, December, January, February, March.
He's going to do this all season.
I think about hockey players, and they play 4 games in 5 nights, 3 games in 4 nights and everything. And the maintenance days, unless you're serious, don't happen. I mean, I can't imagine in a marquee matchup in the NHL in a regular season that such and such has a maintenance day because it's back-to-back.
You know when
nights.
You do maintenance days?
I mean, it just doesn't happen.
You know when you do maintenance days? Practice.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice. You sit out practice.
And even in baseball, I mean, maintenance days for guys who play 21 straight games. Okay, then I can understand you have a day off. I get that. But the NBA is just, I'm telling you, man,
this isn't new.
It's disheartening. I know it's not new, but it's getting worse.
I'll tell you what.
It's getting worse.
I'll tell you what. I'd rather Kawhi sit at home than sit on the road.
That's better for the fan.
This is better for the fan.
Yeah. You're right, because, I mean, some teams you only get to see Kawhi once a year.
Right, if this game were in Milwaukee, that fan base only gets to see Kawhi Leonard once a season.
That's happened before,
LeBron
too.
Did it all the time.
Oh, I know. And there are a couple cities where he's done it like 5 years in a row.
Like Miami. Yeah.
He did it in Miami once he left Miami. He's done it to Memphis out of seven seasons.
Yeah. It's a real bad look for the league. It just is. But, again, like you guys, I don't know how you stop it. No. I don't know how you stop it. Fake news.
There's no way to stop it. This is just what it is.
You have to have somebody from the NBA league office sit there and perform a physical and saying, okay.
Yeah, but that can't happen.
No, because, it can't. Right, because the bargaining agreement would never allow it.
Instead of load management, it would just say knee soreness, right?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm paying this guy hundreds of millions of dollars. If he's telling me his knee is a little sore, what do I care if he sits one out of 82 games? Now, I get it. There's a bigger picture here, and I understand where you guys are coming from. There's just no fix to it.
No, there isn't.
You're right. The closest thing we came to a fix is them spreading out the schedule, and even that doesn't work.
Which I thought would help a little bit, but obviously not, because it's gotten worse.
Yep.
It's gotten worse.
I got a nice text from Eve just checking in on us. Hey, guys, how's your afternoon?
Good. Yours?
Great. I'm a little tired from fighting these two guys all day on the radio, but it's good discussion, Eve.
Great.
Not fighting us. I mean, it was just another 5 o'clock hot take.
Chicken salad, short
at
the NBA
2,
season.
3, 4, and 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Short the NBA season. I agree. Because, I mean, the year there was at the Olympics, so there was a strike and all that stuff, and it came back and played like 54 games. And I'm talking even in the NHL, too. It was way better. Way better season.
Would they still, if there were 54 games?
Too much money 80, to be lost.
I know. It'll never happen. But would players still sit out there? They probably would. Find a way. They'd find a way to sit out.
I don't think they would.
Would they play every game?
If there were 55 games.
Yeah. Is that the problem?
I think it'd be a lot less of it. But what is it? I mean, all of a sudden, this has become a problem in the last 15. Really not the last. It's really been the last 10.
You know who started this?
LeBron.
Greg Popovich started this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He started it with Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
Yep.
But blame him.
You don't see it happen in the NFL.
Don't blame LeBron.
Doesn't happen in any other sport.
Really?
Baseball happens after you play 21 days.
Are you sure this doesn't happen in football?
I really don't think it does.
Well, if you got the division wrapped up and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and somebody
week 17.
Say,
okay, but you're saying it doesn't happen in football.
No, this happens in football. But it happens at the end of the season when there's nothing to gain. And I understand if that's the case. But in the middle of the season, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season, like we are in the NBA now, it's not going to happen. Never. You know?
Unbelievable.
Stupid Max Kellerman with his dumbest theory I've ever heard in my history of TV.
Yeah.
That the Philadelphia Eagles are dropping balls on purpose because they don't like Carson Wentz. It's the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life on television from an alleged sports talk show host.
Mr. Lowercase has texted in. Yeah. I missed your show from the beginning. Can you please start over so I can catch up? No. Sound Street is next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3.
No, Sound Street is not next.
I'm not.
Sound Street is...
What you got is next.
I did start the show over, didn't I? I went back to hour number one. He fooled me. That was a mental slip up.
Call number 9 from Wikipedia.
Next.
What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Just in time for dinner time. Great drinks, great food, lots of TVs. Want some NBA tonight? It's all good. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day, as we mentioned earlier, but I'll tell you again now, in 1869, it was the first U.S. college football game. Rutgers beat Princeton 6-4. Is that 2 field goals and 2 safeties?
Maybe.
They scored differently back then? I don't know.
Yeah, scoring was different back then.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that like 6 touchdowns? And...
No, I mean, there were no set of unified rules. Colleges got together. And
it was 6-point. I think it was like I crossed the goal line 6 times, you crossed it 4.
It was, I mean, Harvard played football with 20 guys on the field. Yale played the 11-man football. That was a version of what we play today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should try some 7-on-7. In this day, 1947, Meet the Press made its TV debut.
Wow.
Back in the day. Birthdays, Walter Johnson was born in 1887. Emma Stone was born 101 years later, the actress.
Wow.
Ethan Hawke, born in 1970. James Naismith was born in 1861.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Johnson, already mentioned him.
Yep.
Pat Tillman, American hero,
former
football player, was born in 1976, obviously died in 2004, fighting over in, I believe, Afghanistan at the time. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, I thought we'd get a lot more votes on this today. We usually do it at food polls. But anyway, what chicken sandwich is better? There's a big thing out there between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. Even Governor DeSantis was tweeted out about it today. But Chick-fil-A, 77% over Popeyes, 23%. Popeyes has really been, they've been coming on strong. A lot of people are tweeting about how good it is. But I can't say, I don't know, because I need a common point of reference.
I've never had one either.
I like it. We all like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. It's all very good.
Love Chick-fil-A. Yep. Don't give me the whole other stuff. I eat Chick-fil-A for the sandwiches. That's why I eat Chick-fil-A.
What other stuff is there?
Oh, there's the whole...
The waffle fries?
No. The owner, very religious, has said some homophobic things in his...
He doesn't work on the Lord's Day. Takes Sundays off.
Look, I don't watch movies because I agree with your political views. I watch it because it's entertaining. The same reason I eat my chicken sandwich.
All right. Very good. Chris, with that, what you got?
All right. So I'm going to keep going to the well because I feel like I got to get a W eventually. I'm on a two-game losing streak. Although last night was a bunch of crap. Stupid, meaningless threes at the end of games should not count towards total. But anyway, it was ridiculous. It really was. The Lakers were up by 9 points. There was 12 seconds. Just dribble the ball at the top of the key. No reason to shoot the ball. He makes the three. They don't even foul afterwards. At least foul the guy.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's a sore spot with me.
Well, that wasn't
my only bad loss of the night. That was just the one I gave to you guys.
Right.
But we're getting back on tonight because you can't win unless you play.
That's right.
Go back to the association. Craig, I'm going to Motown.
Oh, the Knicks and Pistons?
That's right. We're going to lay the 3.5 with the Pistons. I think that they're going to win this game by double digits.
I came up a little short on my parlay last night.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Three starters for the Pistons are out.
Yeah.
Might want to revisit that.
Shoot.
Well, someone asked earlier about the MAC tonight. Yeah, I like the underdog. I like Miami of Ohio and the under. That's what I like. Got screwed last night.
Well, hold on. That's not said here.
Derrick Rose is out. Blake Griffin is out. And somebody else whose name escapes me is out.
They got injury problems.
I would be very
cautious. Well, then I don't want that game. No, hold on.
How about the Rockets minus 16 against the lowly Warriors? D'Angelo Russell's out. Draymond Green is out. There's no way the Warriors are winning that game. And as I say that, they'll probably find a way to win.
I like the Bulls tonight. I like the Clippers tonight. And I like the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The big man's coming back.
I like Minnesota as well. Minnesota, lay the 5.5.
Yep, love it.
There you go.
Love it.
There you go. Is that it for the show?
I was actually opposite of you on a lot of those.
Oh, okay. Are we done? Can we go home now?
I'm fixing my pick.
We're running late through a break so that he can reach around and update his wall of picks. Meanwhile, our commercials are going to be crashing into each other. We're going to have to delete some here at the top of the hour.
All right. We're good.
Spain and Company next. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheehan.
Yeah, get out now.
I was just phenomenal. I really was taking these guys on all day. God bless America!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.